So the next thing we'll look at then is the factors of production. So what are the factors of production? So factors of production, these are economic resources needed to produce goods and services. So without these resources, we can't produce goods and services. So the factors of production include your land, your labor, your capital, and your enterprise. So remember this definition, they are the economic resources needed to produce goods and services. So we need land to be able to produce these goods and services. We need labor to be able to produce these goods and services. We need capital to be able to produce the goods and services, and also need enterprise. So what is land? So land, this is anything that is produced by nature. So for example, fields, sea, mines. Some sources are renewable, such as your solar and your wind power. And the reward for land is rent. Labor then, so these are the people involved in producing the goods and services. For example, your factory workers. Labor is scarce and it depends on the skills of people, what skills they have and if they're available for work. So if you don't have the people with the skills and if they're not available for work, well then they're going to be in scarce supply. So you think of the likes of plumbers and tilers and electricians and that. If you don't have a huge amount of them, their skills, everybody's going to be looking for them to do stuff and they're going to be in scarce supply. And reward for labor then is your wages. Capital then, so these are items that are used in the production of goods and services, for example, machinery or buildings. The reward for capital is interest. And the enterprise itself. So this factor brings together the other factors of production, land, labor, and capital, and involves a person setting up a business because they see a gap in the market and they want to take the personal and the financial risk and are known as entrepreneurs. And reward then for your enterprise is your profit.